Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 5th of July, 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:30, Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world is treating itself. British Member of Parliament George Galloway is telling Al Jazeera that GWB and Tony Blair, among others, should stand trial for war crimes, and that to a certain extent the G8 summit in Galloway's native Scotland is a trial of public opinion. He also says an English language service of Al Jazeera is necessary to show the truth about the war on Iraq to the American people. Al Jazeera has announced that it plans to put an English language service up sometime in the next year, but there is a big question as to whether or not cable TV systems would clear an English Al Jazeera in the U.S. The commercially supported Logo Network, targeting gay and lesbian audiences, went on the air this past Friday night. But while my local charter cable franchise has cleared the channel, they're sticking it up on the pay channel range, along with Viacom's Showtime and movie channel services. As for the G8 summit in Edinburgh, the more than 200,000 protesters there appear to have studied Abby Hoffman's old playbook. The Carnival of Full Enjoyment traveled the streets of Edinburgh over the weekend as the Rebel Clown Army found itself being searched by police, which made for some funny photographs. The Clown Army website is at clownarmy.org. And the full reportage of G8 protest coverage can be found at scotland.indymedia.org. We lost one of the truly great statesmen of the 20th century on Sunday. Gaylord Nelson passed away from cardiovascular disease at his home in Kensington, Maryland. His was a lifetime of service to the public, to his local community as a state senator in Wisconsin from 1949 to 1959, then to the state of Wisconsin as its governor until 1963, then to the nation as a U.S. senator until 1981, and finally to the planet as the founder of Earth Day in 1970. Nelson deservedly received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Clinton in 1995. Dozens of communities across the state of Wisconsin are waiting to purchase voting equipment as accessible to the disabled. The holdup is that the State Elections Board hasn't okayed any yet. The board's executive director, Kevin Kennedy, is waiting for equipment to pass federal standards before letting municipalities buy any. Federal law requires the municipalities to have the equipment ready by this November, but Kennedy admits his waiting might keep that deadline from being met. The National Organization for Women is sensing a second wind. The NOW was already into its national convention in Nashville over the weekend when the news broke on Friday that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was retiring. That caused a shift in focus to the issue of reproductive rights. It had been O'Connor who kept Roe versus Wade from being reversed in 1989. GWB would love to put an anti-choice justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. The NOW seeks a renewed urgency in defending and restoring the rights of women. Meanwhile, the Denver Post reports that religious hate talk radio kingpin James Dobson is licking his chops in anticipation of a judicial feast. His prey is not limited to pro-choice activists. He's also got his sights set on lesbians and gay men, liberal Christians and Jews, all Muslims and pagans, and even independent non-religious media, like this program. Over the weekend, I heard a particularly troubling recording. It was of Paul Harvey's June 23rd program, as distributed by the ABC radio network here in the United States. Part of what made it troubling is that over the years, with the onslaught of hate media mislabeling itself as conservative, Paul Harvey, an actual conservative from the Goldwater mold, was one of the few voices on that side of the political ledger that did not imply that you were somehow less of an American citizen if you dared to disagree with him. He didn't impugn your humanity if your experience in life led you to a social perspective different from his. However, the broadcast of June the 23rd seems to be a completely different kettle of potatoes. It was a bizarre rant that seemed to approve of slavery, genocide, and nuclear weapons exchanges. You're able to find information on it at fair.org. That's FAIR.org in the action alert box on the front page. A reminder that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever support you can, okay? You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's the Voice of Labor, L-A-B-O-R, at CenturyTel, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y-T-E-L, .net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make some news for yourself today, okay?